Whispers from the Stone, Christian Lessons from Ancient Cemeteries. Here's a chance to find out what God might be whispering to us from those weathered stones and some old, misty graveyards together. You know, those ancient cemeteries with their ivy-covered crosses and crumbling monuments have this cool, gothic feel that draws you in. It's not just spooky stuff, it's a place full of faith lessons we can use to shake up our life. Just some straight-up thoughts on what these silent grounds teach us about walking with Christ in a world that ignores death. First of all, those graves remind us that life is really short. In the old days, people carved memento mori stuff on tombs, like skulls and hourglasses, to remind them that they were going to die. But as Christians, we take that and turn it around with hope. The Bible tells us our days are numbered, but through Jesus, we have eternal life. When you walk among those ancient stones, you feel the weight of how quickly time passes. In Psalm 90, it says, "Teach us to number our days so that we get a heart of wisdom." Those cemeteries are like a visual lesson on that. There's also the lesson of humility. All those fancy graves for rich folks and simple markers for the poor sink into the ground the same way. Status doesn't matter when you're 6 feet under. There's a reason Jesus said the first will be last, and these graves prove it. In a gothic way, the fog rolls over the tombs, so it feels equal under God. No one's taking their title or money with them. Now is the time to live humbly, serving others like Christ did. Another big one is the community of saints. It's interesting how ancient cemeteries have family plots or churchyards where believers are buried together. Even in death, they're part of the body of Christ. We're connected across time with those who went before us. Their lives echo in the stones, reminding us we're not alone. Gothic arches and crosses remind us we're not alone. It's also easy to see hope in resurrection. Old Christian graves often have symbols of victory like laurel wreaths and empty crosses. Death isn't the end. Jesus conquered death, and those places point to the glorious morning when graves open. It comforts us when we grieve and motivates us to share the gospel in a gothic cemetery. We also learn about legacy. What will people remember when they read our epitaph? The stones tell stories of faith, of lives lived for the kingdom. Walking through one, you see prayers carved in Bible verses that still say. It challenges us to build something that lasts, investing in souls rather than stuff.